Okay, mitzvah tapeches, mitzvah lismoch biragolim. I figure we should do something for Pesach coming up. We have this week and next week. So the Sefer HaChinuch here says lismoch biragolim shenemar v'samachta bechagecha. The pasuk says you should have simcha on your holidays. Inyan harishon haramuz besimcha zohu shenakriv shlamim al kopanim b'veis. The first thing that this tells us is that you should bring a korban shlamim in the Beis Hamikdash. Ucha inyan shekosuv vizavachta shlamim, and like the pasuk says, vizavachta shlamim, that you should bring a korban shlamim with a shalmei simcha. V'hadar v'samachta b'chagecha, and then it says in after this v'samachta b'chagecha. So we're going to see the Mechaz Chinuch in a second. It's going to say that this is not this is a mistake. The Sefer Chinuch, it should say v'samachta lifnei Hashem Elokecha, which is what the pasuk says. V'zavachta shlamim v'achalta sham v'samachta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. U'bishvil hakrovas hashlamim amru zechorim livracha nashim chayavos besimcha lo marsha'at hin chayavos avi shalmei simcha. And the Gemara says that women are included too, because they are included in the obligation to bring a shalmei simcha on yontif. They have to bring that type of korban. So what we're basically, it sounds like what we're saying here is that the simcha, the obligation of simcha derives, and this is going to be one of the main things that we're going to talk about, but it sounds like it derives from the obligation of to bring a korban. Ve'od amru zecharim livracha, but the Gemara also says sameach b'chol minei simcha. But the Gemara also says you should do b'chol minei simcha with lots of other ways, and we're going to see the Gemara in a few moments. Right, so you should eat meat, drink wine, wear nice clothing. Right, and give out candies. And you can use instruments in the Beis Hamikdash. All this he says is within v'samachta b'chagecha. So Amru Zecharim Levracha Lemeseches Pesachim Chayiv Adam Lisameach Bana Uvnei Veisa Beregel. A person is obligated to cause his household to have Simcha on the Regel. V'sham Nemar Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beteira Omer Bizman Beis Hamikdash Kayam Ein Simcha LeBebasa. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beteira says that when the Beis Hamikdash was around, the only way that you could have Simcha was with Basar Shenemar V'zavachta Shlamim V'achalta Shem. You need to bring the Korban Shlamim, and that's what you're going to have your Simcha from, eating the meat. But nowadays we only have simcha b'yayin. Shenemar b'yayin yisamach levav enosh, and that's from the Gemara that we have in source one that we'll see in a sec. V'amru od b'meh misamchem anashim, and the Gemara there continues and says, or it's actually before that in the Gemara, b'meh misamchem. How do we make them happy? Anashim b'roy lahem b'yayin. Nashim b'roy b'zegadim naim. Right, with men have yayin, and with women have nice clothing. To include gerim and aniyim and weak people. Shenemar ata v'gomer halivi v'ager v'hayatom v'almana. So then we'll skip now to the second to last paragraph. And oheges mitzvah zo le'inyan hasimcha, aval lo le'inyan hakorban b'chol makom v'chol zman. He tells us that there is a mitzvah of simcha, but not regarding bringing a korban. Is applicable to every time, b'zachar unikevos, to men and to women. So that is the Sefer HaChinuch. So now we'll start the Minchas Chinuch, and then we'll take a look at some of the Makoros before we continue the Minchas Chinuch. So Minchas Chinuch says, l'smoch v'regalim sh'nemar, v'samachta b'chagecha v'gomer, v'chinya shekasa v'zavachta shlami v'chata sham v'hadar v'samachta b'chagecha v'chulei. So that's what we saw. So he says, toast over who? V'tzarach lomer v'zavachta v'gomer v'samachta lifnei Hashem elokecha. That's what the pasuk says. V'zek siv gabe har eval, and it's a pasuk by har eval. V'yafina on disimcha hainu b'shlamim. And we learned that the simcha, the Gemara learns that simcha is b'shlamim. Gama acharei zeh yesh chisar namatik, Rabbi Yehuda v'mitein romer b'zman shabeis amigdash kayim, ein simcha el b'yayin. He says, He says that in the Sefer HaChinuch, they say that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira says that when the Beis Hamikdash was around, the Simcha was only B'yayin, so that's not true, it's B'basar, but our edition corrected that. And this is from the Gemara in Psachim Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. So now let's take a look at Psachim Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, that's source one in the handout. Also apologize for my voice, I'm hopefully getting over a cold. Okay, so the Gemara says Tanur Rabbanan. Chayiv Adam Lismach Bano Uvnei Beis Beregel. Shenemar V'samachta B'chagecha. A person has to cause his household to be have Simcha, like it says V'samachta B'chagecha. B'mei Mesamchem B'yayin. So with what? With Yayin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Anashim B'ray Lahem Anashim B'ray Lahem. Rabbi Yehuda says that everybody with what's appropriate to them. Anashim B'ray Lahem. What does that mean? B'yayin. V'nashim B'mai Tani Rabbi Yosef. B'bavel B'vigdei Tzivonin V'Eretz Yisrael B'vigdei Pishdan Meguhatzen. So in different areas, there was a different type of clothing that was considered to be nicer. So in each of those areas, to give a person's spouse clothing to make them happy. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira Omer, and now Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira says, "Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayom, ein simcha lebebatzar shenemar, v'zevachta shalmi v'chata sham, v'samachta lifnei Hashem Elokecha." And nowadays, there's only simcha b'yayin. Shenemar v'yayin yisamach levav enosh. That the pasuk says the yayin makes a person happy. So the question that at least the Minchas Chinuch is going to, he's not going to really talk about this too much in depth, but he's going to talk about is Simchas Yontif today mitzvah d'oraisa or mitzvah d'rabbanan, right? So we know from Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, it's pretty clear that he says nowadays when we don't have the basar, now we have yayin. So it sounds like he's saying that basar, that nowadays it's mitzvah d'rabbanan. That's what it sounds like at least. Yeah. So and Tosfos tells us in the second source, miu nearly disamach the simchas haregel nami derabanan. The Tosfos moikadim daf yudalad and mabeis that he says the simchas haregel nowadays is derabanan. V'samachta, when the pasuk says v'samachta bechagecha, hainu b'shalmei simcha. The pasuk v'samachta bechagecha really means b'shalmei simcha. So if you don't have a shalmei simcha, then you have Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, then nowadays it's B-I-N. So Tosfos learns that the mitzvah nowadays is the mitzvah derabanan. So now if we look at the Rambam now, we're going to do the Rambam Sefer mitzvah Aseh Nun Dalet, and then we'll see the Rambam in Derech Chazaka from Hilchos Yontif. So the Rambam is, and then we'll come back to the Beis Yosef afterward, a little bit later on.
So far what you're saying is that when it says v'samachta b'chagecha, or really when it says v'samachta lifnei Hashem alaykecha,
right, that's the pasuk from Har Eval.
Right,
v'zavachta shlomin.
It's talking about zvichas shlomin.
The pasuk says v'zavachta shlomin v'yachalta sham.
Right.
Yeah.
And it says v'samachta lifnei Hashem alaykecha.
Right. So what? Sorry.
Yeah. So therefore, it seems that the mitzvah is of simcha is only with the shlomim, and since that there is no more, we can't be makav no more shlomim. So we come up with the concept of being sameach through the wine because it says the ayin is sameach lev enosh.
Right, right.
The
way Tosfos learns this. What we're going to hopefully see after we see the Rambam, I would like to go back to read the Gemara because I don't think the Rambam is going to agree with that. But I think what you summed up just now is what Tosfos. I think that's
okay.
How Tosfos is learning this
Gemara.
All right,
so far.
Okay, good. So the Rambam says, and it's going to look very familiar to us because the Sefer Chinuch is largely based on the Sefer Mitzvot of the Rambam.
Right.
So the hamitzvah hanun dalad he should tivanu lismoch biragalim vehu amru yisale v'samachta bechagecha vehi mitzvah hashlishis min hashalosh mitzvos hanohagos beregel. So I didn't really look up what the other ones were. Vehainyan harishon haramuz eila vitzivai zehu sheyakriv korban shlomim al kopanim. He says the inyan rishon, right, the first idea of this is that a person should bring a korban shlomim. That's really that's what you should do. And there are shlomim that are in addition to the shalmei chagiga, right? There's different korbanos on yontif, but one of them is called the shalmei simcha. Umei hakrova shlomim elu amru nashim chayavos v'simcha, and women are obligated to bring this. V'chvar baha kasuv v'zavachta shlomim v'yachata sham v'samachta lifnei Hashem elokecha, and that's what the pasuk says, that you should have simcha with a shlomim. Uchvar hisbaru mishpitei mitzvah zo gamkin b'chagiga. And the Gemara in Chagiga also says this. V'kolel ba'amru v'samachta b'chagecha, and included here is v'samachta b'chagecha, mash amru gamkin sameach b'chol minei simcha. That there's a sameach in any form of simcha. or in more than basar. Umizel lechol basar. He tells us what are other ways of having simchas yontif.
So this is what in the Gemara in Chagiga.
So this he quotes the Gemara in Chagiga, but he also quotes multiple Gemaras in Chagiga.
Right. So.
But he's going to quote our Gemara. He's going to quote the Gemara in Pesachim in a line.
Yeah, but
the
Gemara in Pesachim doesn't say this.
Well, I don't think any Gemara says what he's about to say.
No, what I mean.
These examples that he gives us,
the truth in the Gemara also, and Pesachim also
says some of these, not all of them.
That
some,
there are other
all.
Ways of being sameach other than Basar and Yain.
With Begadim. Begadim is the only one that the Gemara Pesachim says.
Yeah.
And now the Rambam tells us a whole bunch more.
Okay.
He says, "Mizeh lechol basar biyamim tovim v'lishtos yayin." So we had those little bush begadim chadashim ulechalik peros, and he says, "Give out peros." So, and that's gonna we're gonna see the Beit Yosef says Sorchi, and I don't. Where did the Rambam get that from? Ulechalik peros. We'll see. Hopefully, umine metika liktanim lanashim. And I mean, we saw this in the Sefer Chinuch. Lishchok bechli nigon, and you should play instruments. V'lirkot, and you should dance. You should do. There's a lot of other ways the Rambam tells us you can get simchas yontif. Only, but those are only the mikdash. V'hi simchas v'esashoeva zekulo nichnas tachas amru v'samachta bechagecha. All these things fall under v'samachta bechagecha. Umashi is chayev mehem yoter shtiyas yayin levad. So at the end of the day, right, the Gemara does seem to indicate that shtiyas yayin has some sort of significance. Kihu yoter miyuchad besimcha. That's more. It's hard to understand exactly what he means. It's more miyuchad lesimcha. That doesn't mean that you can't have simcha with anything else, right? That's what the Rambam's telling us. That there's many ways that you can get simchas yontif. The Lashon Gemara Pesachim, and now he's going to quote our Gemara.
I mean, there's an easy answer, explanation.
Okay, what?
It's candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker.
Okay, well,
it gets to your head.
That's what the pasuk says. It's almost like it's an inherent simcha. The other things are maybe more subjective. Maybe we'll see that suggestion also a little bit later.
No, what?
Or maybe more subjective. Meaning, if you don't like to dance, then there's no inyan for you to dance to get your simchas yontif, but it's almost like wine.
Because the wine has the one particular characteristic that it lifts the person's spirits.
Yayin yisamach levavenu.
Yeah. So that's why he says kihu yoisem yuchad besimcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So v'loshen gemar psachem chayv adam l'samech banav uvneveso beregel b'mem esamchin b'yayin. Vishom Omru, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Omer Bizman, Shabez Megdesh Kaya, Amein Simchela Bebasar, again Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Shenemar, Vizavachta Shalmim Vechaza, Shalmim Vesamachta, Achshav, nowadays, Ein Simchela Beyayin, Shenemar Beyayin Yisamach Levavenosh, Chvar Amru Gamkein, and he says also, we learn, Anashim Beroi Lahem, Vinashim Beroi Lahem. Right, everybody, according to what's going to bring them Simcha. The lashon haTorahu shenichlo b'simcha zoha chalashim v'aniim v'hagerim amar yisal v'alivi v'ager v'halivi v'hager v'yasam v'almana. So the Rambam, we'll come back to, we might as well just jump a little ahead here a little bit, but it seemed to me when I was thinking about this that the Rambam learns both of these psukim, right? The question is, if we look back in the Gemara Pesachim, what is Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira doing to Rabbi Yehuda? Right? Rabbi Yehuda says, Anashim b'ray lahem, Anashim b'ray lahem. And then Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira comes along and says, well, we used to have basar, and now we have yayin.
Yeah.
So if they are arguing on each other, Tosfos says that they're arguing on each other, and that's why Tosfos says we go like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, and the simcha really the whole time was simcha shlamim. There's no
such thing as right. That it's not like the mimer that says ein simcha ela b'basa v'yayin. It's not necessarily basar itself. It's basar shall shlamim. You know, the simcha comes.
But for the Rambam, Rambam tells you that there's lot. For the Rambam, it's not necessarily shall shlamim.
But
for Tosfos, it seems to be, I agree.
Well, because Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar Shenemar, V'zavachta shlomim.
But then the Rambam goes along.
And you can back that up by saying, so we don't have korbanos today, but we still have meat. We have.
But then it would be a derabanan, which is what I think Tosfos is saying.
No. But if you're saying that the deraisa is to eat meat, even
well,
at the time of Beis Hamikdash, you have meat in the, after the time of Beis Hamikdash also.
Right, but what I'm saying is, and I'm agreeing. I think what you're saying is correct. But the question is meat nowadays, is that part of v'zavachta shlomim v'yachalta sham, or is that a din in v'samachta v'chagecha? Tosfos is learning that those were really combined, and it sounded like he disagreed with the first, with Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara, that you can have simcha with whatever makes you happy, and he, it sounds like Tosfos is going like Rabbi Yehuda and Masera. But what I think the Rambam here quoted both of these drushos from the Gemara. Right, the Rambam, five lines down, five up from the bottom. First he quotes this Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and then he says Klar Amr, two lines up from the bottom, Gam Kein Anashim Broilahem Anashim Broilahem. It sounds like those are a bit contradictory, and we're coming to how to understand this. But it sounds like the Rambam is poskening like both of these, whereas what I think would be Tosfos is not. Tosfos is not holding like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Is that clear? Is that? And then just to give you another option, I looked in the Rif after I made these makoros, and the Rif only quotes Rabbi Yehuda, and he doesn't quote at all Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera, which sounds like that they are arguing on some level. According to the Rif, they're arguing, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. I think according to Tosfos, they're arguing, and Tosfos holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera. And I think the Rambam is making he's like, no, we could really pop in like both of these here. You don't like. I mean,
the truth.
I think we'll see more spelled out in some of the later sources.
It just seems that if you're going to say, like, even if you say like the Tosfos that the Ikar Simcha was at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, that particular Simcha came from being Zaveach Shlomim. Now, what does that mean? Being Zaveach Shlomim. Being Zaveach Shlomim, that's where the Simcha came from. But I think it was because of the fact that it was not just that you were able to eat its meat, but
it was
also
the fact that you were
doing.
Well, hopefully, again, we'll hopefully come back to that point.
Because otherwise,
I believe the Bach says exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, because otherwise
the Bach says
meat,
that there are two components, but the Bach then concludes that meat on its own isn't good enough. You need the meat of the Shami Simcha as your Simcha, and if you don't have, if you're not bringing the Korban and you're losing that component, all you have left is a piece of meat, and there's nothing inherent to a piece of meat, and that's why the Bach then says the only way you can have Simcha is B'yayin, because we have a pasuk that tells us that Yayin is Misameach. There's nothing that indicates that meat is misameach. That's what the Bach says.
A good
but
meal
the Rambam,
is misameach.
So the Rambam would say, but there's a more of a subjective din of simcha.
Yeah,
that's what the Rambam would say. That there's two separate things, v'samachta b'chagecha and v'zavachta shlomim v'yachalta sham. Right? I think if we have wiggle room to say what's misameach and what's not, then of course a good piece of meat is misameach.
Yeah.
But if we have Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira who says Zman shebeis mikdash kayam ain simcha ela bebasar shenemar v'zavachta shlamim, it's not just any basar v'zavachta shlamim, but nowadays zachshav shem beis mikdash kayam ain simcha ela b'yayin. There's only simcha b'yayin. In that system, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, right, if you were eating a piece of meat and not drinking a glass of wine with it on Yontif, you're not even counting Simchas Yontif. You wouldn't be. The Shulchan Aruch, that's how the Shulchan Aruch passing too. I mean, we'll see the Beis Yosef in a few minutes. The Shulchan Aruch says, how do you have Simchas Yontif? You drink wine.
Yeah.
That's what he says. He doesn't say you should eat meat also. Rav Sobolovsky told us a story once that he said he saw the signs in Yerushalayim that said that you should Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar V'Yayin, and they quoted the Shulchan Aruch, and he said he laughed because the Shulchan Aruch only says Yayin.
Yeah.
He doesn't say Basar. The Rambam says Basar, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't.
Uh-huh.
That's all. He told us that story like 6 years ago, long time ago.
On the other hand, women and children, it doesn't say that the father should give them wine. I don't think it says that.
Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra says that's what you do. You drink wine. Yeah, this is applying to women and to children too. Why not?
Was that lach ubas miyamin tayvim lishtesh yam lulish?
It's intimate in the middle of the third line.
Yeah. Umizel lach ubas miyamin tayvim lishtesh yam lulish begadim chadashim.
So that's only Rabbi Yehuda.
Umiga matika laktanim
umanashim. Oh, you're reading the Rambam, yeah.
Yeah,
because the Rambam is the one who says that we have two types of simcha, an objective shalmei simcha, and what we're calling right now, that we're jumping the gun a little bit, a subjective simcha.
Mm-hmm.
And that's accomplished in all those things that he lists. And how does the Rambam get that from? He gets that from v'samachta b'chagecha, the first drasha of the Gemara. If v'samachta b'chagecha is totally different than v'zavachta shalom and v'achata sham, then you have two separate concepts of simchas yontif. There's objective bring shalmei simcha, and then there's a subjective yayin, basar, nice clothing, fruits, singing and dancing in the mikdash. But if, like Tosos, who said that v'samachta, and there's also a Rashi in Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis, that basically I think says the same thing, that if v'zavachta shalmei v'chadasham and v'samachta v'chagecha really are just one of them is amplifying the other one, then there's only one din of shalmei simcha, and you don't have the v'samachta b'chagecha as a general do whatever is going to get you to simcha. Yeah, I mean, well, okay. let's skip the Rambam. We basically saw. We'll come back to parts of it later. But we'll skip the Rambam now. Let's go to the next paragraph in the Minchas Chinuch. So Minchas Chinuch says, V'dinei mitzvah zu mevu'orim b'Rambam perek aleph v'perek beis mechagiga perek vav v'yantav. That's what we just skipped, but we saw his Sefer Mitzvos where he largely says the same thing. V'hinei das ha'Rambam v'harav ha'machaber, mitzvah simcha min ha'Torah lav dafka b'shalmei simcha, and that's what we're talking about, right? It's not only b'shalmei simcha, el kol inyanei simcha, hein achila v'shdiyu begadim kol davar mitzamech. This is the Rambam's opinion. You could do other things, d'oraisa from v'samachta b'chagecha, and you're making mitzvah of simcha. Hold on, right. Ach, bizman shebeis hamikdash hayekaya mitzvah min hamufchar lechol basar shlamim. When the beis hamikdash is around, the best thing to do was to eat basar shlamim. So, I don't think beis, right, the Ran and the Ritva, I have the Ritva on here, actually. The Ritva clearly says this, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's on the bottom. It's on the bottom of the page, that beis there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking in the Sefer, and he brought this down as a chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, that he's saying really from the Rambam one isn't better than the other. That was what the Sefer was saying, and it's a chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch that the best thing to do is basar shlamim. So what we're gonna hopefully attempt to prove, yeah. Right, the Rambam says you can do. There's two types of simcha. There's basar shlamim, and then there's the achila shtiya, all the other things. And now the Minchas Chinuch says the best thing to do mitzvah min hamufchar is to eat basar shlamim. So I saw in the Sefer that he said that it's a chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. He said if they're equal, they're equal. What do you mean it's mitzvah min hamufchar? So what we're going to do now is to show that this really isn't a chiddush, but it's an absolutely a correct statement of the Minchas Chinuch, that the Rambam does think that the best thing to do is to eat shlamim. So let's finish this. We'll finish this paragraph. Avav otam anashim shelo yicholim leechol kachim kigon tamei va'orev v'chulei chol aleim hamitzvah b'chol min simcha. But if you can't eat shalmei simcha, right? A person is tamei, so then he would still have a mitzvah d'oraisa to just eat meat or drink wine or do something else. Al kein gam bizman hazeh shebavo noseinu ein mikdash no hagas mitzvah zo min haTorah. Nowadays, right? We don't have a base of mikdash, but we still have a mitzvah d'oraisa of simchas yontif to just eat meat and drink wine and do whatever makes us happy. Ayin b'Rambam perek vav miyamtev halachos yudayim tiyurchas. Aval tosvos moi kadin yudalarem abeis hanta tosvos that we saw before b'dibur masa asay v'chulei daitam de simchas yantav izman ez a rak d'rabbanon. They say that simchas yantav nowadays is a din d'rabbanon. The mitzvah min haTorah dafke b'shalmei simcha b'zman ha'mikdash. The real mitzvah is b'shalmei simcha. V'chem b'zman ha'mikdash b'otam shalo yicholim lechol shlamim kigon tamei v'chulei. And what about if a person was tamei? So he says, Einam chayev mitzvah min haTorah. Fine, you're tamei, you have no obligation of simchas yantif. D'min haTorah eino rak b'shalmei simcha. So then next, ubeplug zahana alayin sevim shagas aryeh b'sim v'samechei herech l'pil bo. Machre gedat the Rambam. So shagas aryeh holds like the Rambam, that even the mitzvah is no existence as a derayah. So v'rava machayev the mitzvah zo b'chol minei simcha. We know how Gizm Zan is a Gamkein. He paskins like the Sefer Chinuch and the Rambam that it's a mitzvah daraisa. The Ein Laharach v'makom shehaarichu achronim ayim b'dvar v'yuna'am lach. So he says, I'm not going to tell you, the people talked about this, so I'm not going to go into this. So what I'd like to do here, we spent a little bit of time talking about the Rambam, the how maybe he learned the Gemara versus Tosfos, but now let's talk about this when he says it's a mitzvah min amufchar to each shlomim. So now we'll go to the back to the sheet here. In source 7, we have mitzvah in Sukkah Daf Memchas Amdaf. Actually, the Minchas Chinuch quotes it later towards the end of this page. He quotes it from he says Mu'ur Sham B'Shas, I think from Sachem. He quotes the same Gemara from Sachem. So he said, actually, let's do it here. Sorry, I had to put it back and forth. We'll do it here because he's going to make another point that we're going to... It's in the second to last paragraph, right before Zion. The paragraph right before that. Mavur Hashem B'Shas, Yochol Lel Yom Tov Rishon, Tamalom Ar Ach Chelek L'chulei. You might have thought that you could have Simcha on the first night of Yontif. So the Gemara says Ach. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says Ach. Ach is a miyut, so it means you don't have Simcha on the first night of Yontif. That's what the Gemara says. Right? So good. So there's no Simcha on the first night of Yontif. Uvela Yontif, Rishon Eino Chayv V'Simcha. There's no Chiyav of a Simcha on the first night of Yontif. Ayin Shama Tamzim Matinan Lel Yontif, Arishon She'ein Simcha Lefanov. Because there was no... You didn't bring the Korban that day, basically. It seems to be my focus, but... There's no simcha before the first night because you couldn't have brought your korban on the Erev Yontif because at least according to some Rishonim, I think he's going to disagree with it, but you needed to bring the korban, the shalmei simcha, at the zman that you're chayiv in simcha, and that means you'd have to wait until the first day. So for the first night, it was impossible for you to have this korban shalmei simcha. So the Gemara says there's no simcha on the first night. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, clear? Yeah, everything so far? Okay. So the Rambam stam hadvarim. The Rambam doesn't say this. We call makom hadin emes mevur bebrayso lahedya. Va'ayim b'shus shagas aryei simas amechasim mifal tel bazeh umasik v'alacha de lele yom tov rishon enu chayv v'simcha min ha-Torah rak midarabanan. So the shagas aryei says that the first night of simcha is chayv, the first night of yontov is chayv v'simcha midarabanan umarim makom anilach. He says, I'm a marim makom for you to, you can go look at the shagas aryei. Now, if we go back to the sheets in source 8, we have the Sefer Emek Bracha. He was a Talmud of the Briska Rav. I don't know if you ever saw it. I've looked at this a few times recently. Very, very nice Sefer. Now I'm forgetting his name. Something with a P. Paul, I forget his name. I'll get it to you. But again, I got this from the Otzer Chachma that I was telling you about before. So he says, he says, Sukkah Daf Memchas, Tan Rabbanan, V'hayita ach sameach l'rabos leila yom tov acharon, aweinu leila yom tov rishon, kishomer ach chilek v'chule, that there's no mitzvah of simcha on the first night of Yom Tov, right? I mean, the Nachamina could be very well be, depending on part of whatever of the shir, but like the night of Shavu is having milchigs. If there's no din of simcha at all, then you presumably could have some, a milchig dish.
You have to eat meat also.
First night, according to the Rambam, right? We'll save it for the Rambam. Right, let's see what after this we'll see for the Rambam that you would have to, yeah. Yeah.
So it would be, it's mashmah then. So far, it's mashmah that if the first night is a drabanan to eat meat, then it's mashmah. The reason is because you weren't able to be makar of the shlamim, and therefore it's mashma that it's the shlamim that brings the simcha.
Right, like Tosfos, right. Yeah. So that's what we're going to now see, because we already know that the Rambam thinks that, well, because I jumped the gun because I saw the Sefer Emek Bracha already, but the Rambam thinks that there's going to be two types of simcha. So for the Rambam, just because you can't bring the Shalmei Simcha, we know that the Rambam says that V'samachta B'chagecha means basar, yayin, dancing, singing, whatever's going to make you happy, right?
Well, you say Ach Sameach, so that Ach is being l'chalek, so how are you going to touch that up?
So Ach means that there's no... We'll see. It's a Rav Chaim.
Okay.
He does. So, Vaharambam Hishmit Dinza. So, So the Rambam does not say that there's no simcha on the first night, even though it's the Firsha Gemara. Harabam Hishmi means that the Blayla Yom Tov Rishon Leikachi of Simcha. So the question is why? Why doesn't the Rambam say that you, on the first night you don't have an obligation of Simcha? V'nira al timashem Amar Maran Hagon Rav Chaim Alevi mi Brisk Zal. Right, because the Eimek Brach was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, so the Brisker Rav's father is Rav Chaim. V'ha dehiksha hashagas Arya Simon Samechas mehadis b'moy katan daf yadalet. This is a little complicated. Avel einu noheg avelus overregel. The Gemara there says an avel does not have avelus on yontif. Shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha. So the Gemara says, and then the Gemara says, e avelus mi karuhu asi asay derabim v'dacha asay diyachid. If the avelus was already chal from beforehand, meaning the person had already started some sort of avelus before yontif, so then the asay derabim of simchas yontif overrides the ase of the diachid of avelos, right? Vehiksha. So now here's the question. I think it's a Shagasari's question. L'shitas harif v'haga olanim da avelos yom rishon humina Torah. The rif holds that the first day of avelos is a din daraisa. Yeah. The harif atmo kasav sof perik beis the brachos the hagamara the moikatan anal as la liva the madamar the avelos yom rishon tofes leilo imo mina Torah. And the rif also has a shita that the following night is a din daraisa, right? The Rif says the first day of Avelos is the Din D'Oraisa, and the night after the first day is the Din D'Oraisa.
Okay.
Right? V'hainu shemeis be'erev yantif. So now what happens if Rachmano Latzlan, somebody is niftar on Erev Yantif, and the person is already knowing Avelos, v'lel yom hamisa have laila rishon shal yantif. So the first night of yantif is according to the Rif, a Din Avelos D'Oraisa. So v'afilu hachi ka'amar da'ati asay de simchas harega v'dachay asi la'asay da'avelos. And he, according to the Rif, still, nonetheless, the asay of simchas yantif is doche the asay of avelos. That's right. We're saying the first night of yantif is doraisa, avelos doraisa, but the Rif says this gemara, nonetheless, the asay of rabim of simchas yantif overrides it. So now you're thinking, hold on a second. We just learned the Gemara in Sukkah that said there was no Simchas Yantiv on the first night. The Amai Harei Lel Yantiv Arishon Nit Ma'it Misimcha. There is no Simcha on the first night. What does the Gemara? But the Rif says that the Simcha of the first night overrides the Araisa Avelus, right? V'afilu no Amar Dimikol Malkom Midarabban Lachayv the Simcha. Even if you want to tell me that Midarabbanan, you're obligated.
The first day.
The first night, which is what the Minchas Chinuch said, right? According to Shagas Aryeh, Mikol Malkom Kosha Eich Asi Asay Derabanan V'Dachay Asay Deraisa. How could an Asay Derabanan of Simcha Yantiv Derabanan override of what the Rif is calling a Deoraisa Avelos? That cannot be. So now V'Tiris Al Zem Maranagon Rav Chaim Halevi Zal. So Rav Chaim says the following answer: Tehadinit Might La Yom Tov Arishon Mitzimcha. What simcha don't you have? Hainu davka simcha shamei simcha dekevan dein simcha lefanav einu mechuyiv lizvoach v'erev yantiv. You could not have brought the korban beforehand, so there's no simcha of shlamim at night time. Dein simcha lefanav einu mechuyiv lizvoach v'erev yantiv shamei simcha kedei lachem lismoch v'em b'layla. Aval sharmine smachos, but other forms of simcha, which is what the Rambam is saying. Anashim b'roi lahem b'yayim, v'nashim b'vigdei sivonim, d'havei nami min ha-Torah. This is also the Araisa.
He doesn't bring a rye.
Well, this is what the Rambam says. I mean, maybe I cut out.
He's bringing rye from the Rambam. V'chai
v'hem afilu le'yom tov rishon. Well, he's explaining to us the Rambam. I mean, up till now, we weren't... What he's telling us is that there's two dinim, there's two types of simcha, right? We said that already, but there's two types of simcha. There's the objective shamei simcha, and then there's the yayin, begadim, the other things. So now...
But he doesn't bring a raya.
Why would he?
I'm just saying that I think the kasha is a very strong kasha. Unless you say yes. There is a derisa component also, despite the fact that you can't bring the carbon simcha shalom.
Well, that's what he's yeah.
But where's the rye? Where's the Rambam's rye to that?
Where's the Rambam's rye
yes,
to that?
Yes.
So I think the way the Rambam learns this Gemara, if we look back at the Gemara, right, in source one. The Gemara says v'samachta v'chagecha is roi lahem, and then the Gemara says v'zavachta shalom v'achalta shalom is v'shamei simcha. The Gemara is using two different psukim for two different drashas. I think, and Tosvos and Rashi and Sukkah, some of them, if you combine these into one drasha, then you have Tosvos, and if you learn these as two separate drashos, so then you have both. And if you don't combine them and you want to paskin like it seems the Rif did, so he goes like Rabbi Yehuda. I think that's how the Rambam gets to this.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Okay.
I think. So now, if we go back to the Beis Yosef. Now let's do the Beis Yosef. We didn't see the Beis Yosef yet. It's in source 4. So the Beis Yosef says, Uvamasha katzav Rabbeinu v'anashim oklin v'basar v'shos in yayin. So Mesayim HaRambam she'ein simcha el v'basar v'ein simcha el v'yayin. V'perik arvei b'sachem t'an Rabbanu chayv adam v'samech b'an ovu v'nei v'esu v'regal b'ma v'men b'samchin b'yayin t'an yirab Yehuda ben b'seiro omer b'zman sh'beis m'gdash kayyem ein simcha el v'basar. I'm just going quickly, we saw this already. She'nemar v'zavachta shami v'chata shami v'samachta v'achshav she'ein b'esu m'gdash kayyem ein simcha el v'yayin. She'nemar v'yayin samach l'vavena. So he quotes the Gemara from Sachem. V'yesh l'dmol HaRambam lama hitrich sh'yoklu basar v'yishu yayin d'ha b'raisa katani did b'zman hazeh ein simcha el v'yayin. Right, that's what the Braisa says. He's not combining these. He's already learning at some level that they're either being cholek or like Tosfos that they're coming from the same thing. Umashma de biyayin sagi below basar, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that only biyayin. So now, in the next paragraph, and this is he has a tzarchi in here that we might be able to answer now. Umashu kazef hakitanim notein lahem klayos ve'agozim, to give these candies and the nuts to the kitanim. Lo mitzatzi mefurash. He says, where is this? This isn't anywhere. The Avagad, the Tanya Peparagari Psachim, earlier in the Gemara and Kuftaz, Amru al Rabbi Akiva Shemachalik Klios Vagozim Latino, of course, the Erev Pesach, right? Rabbi Akiva only used to do this on Erev Pesach to keep them interested, right? Hamifari Shah sometime, Kedeshul Yishanu, the Yishalu, that they should stay awake and ask questions. Imkain Hecha Dulo Shaya Chai Taima Minole, right? You don't have to stay awake the night of Sukkis. You don't have to stay awake Shavuos, whatever, that's a whole separate story, but, He said, "It's Tzorachim. Where does this come from?" So I think that after having this whole thing, we see that the Rambam holds that there's a din of there's two types of simcha, and there's a simcha of roi lahem, and what's roi l'yaladim? So what's the klayos that goes in candies? It's not so. It's the Rambam has a sub. What we're calling a subjective simcha that's defined a little bit objectively in that he gives us a few specific examples. He didn't make this up. He says that there's a separate din of samachta b'chagecha b'ra'oi lahem, and ra'oi l'children is candy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a potential answer to that. I don't know, what do you say? And the truth is that I mean, in source 10 in the Divrei Yitziv, he just says Efshar Del Rambam Ikatrei Inyanei Visamachto Yadin and Dibay Basar Hamisameach Umivizavachto Shlomi Vechanda Yadin and Dibay Shlomim. So it is out there that the Rambam right has possibly or it seems he has two dinim in this, and the Ritva So let's, at this point in time, right now we were saying that it was two dinim, right? There's two dinim in it. And ultimately we were trying to prove that it's, the Minchas Chinuch, that it's a mitzvah min amuvkar to eat basar shlamim.
Mm-hmm.
So where does that come from? So Rav Usher Weiss suggests in two separate places that the Rambam sometimes has an ikr and a tafel, meaning there is the best thing and then there's the secondary things that all fall under the same camp. So he suggests that here the ikur is to eat basar shlamim, but what falls under it is all these other kinds of simcha. So he says, if you look at, we'll just go back to the Sefer Mitzvot, because that's what we had done already. The Sefer Mitzvot, and the Sefer Chinuch says it too, he's using the same lashon, the Inyan HaRishon. He says the first thing, that the Inyan HaRishon seems to be like the main thing. And then later on, he says the kolel, right, and it includes these other things. So the Rav Asher Reuss argues from the language of the Rambam and the Chinuch and from the Rambam that the ikur is v'ha'inyan harishon shiyakriv korban shlamim. That the Rambam does think that the main point is to bring a korban shlamim, but included the kolel in this is b'chol minei simcha. That's what the Rambam says, and the Rambam basically says the same thing in Hilchos Yontif. Let's look Halacha Yud Zayin on the bottom of page 6. He says, we'll skip to the end of the second line. Af al pi shasimcha murakan hi korban shlamim. Even though the simcha is korban shlamim, kamo shanim bevarim bihilchot chagiga, yesh bechlal, uta simcha lismochu vanat v'nei seveit, so kol achad kara'ilo. Oh, the Rambam is Vav Yud Zayin, bottom, source 6. Which is said at the very end, where he basically the point that we got from here is that he says, even though Alpha P that the Simcha is Korban Shlomim, that Yesh Bechlal Ota Simcha Karo'ilo, right? It sounds like he's saying that there's an Iker and there's a Tafel. Right, and the svara might be something like you were saying earlier, that the point was you're bringing a korban and you're getting the basar from it. Right, that seems to be the best, but that doesn't mean that if you can't bring the korban, that there's no reason for you to not still eat meat, drink wine, and do other sorts of simcha. So Rav Asher Weiss, he brings two other examples for this also. I don't know if we'll do them right now, but in source and first of all, the Ritva also clearly says that the mitzvah minha muvchar is to eat shalmei simcha, but if you can't, then there's other types of simcha. The Ritva would be in the same camp as the Rambam for that. That's in source 11, and he brings two examples for this. In source 12, the Rambam machalos asuros, he says kol machal shu aser ba'na im nehanev lo achal kigon shemachar nasan la'akum ol klavim eno loke. If you have an iser hana, if you get hana from it, he says eno loke. So on one hand, what do you mean eno loke? So Rav Asher Weiss suggests that the main iser is to eat it. And the iser of getting hana is what's kolel in it. He says that there's an ikar and a tafel. The ikar is eating. This is his argument, okay? This is his argument. He says also in source 13, he says from Sefer Mitzvot, he says, the mitzvah ha-petes, he should siva konim lachol basar kachin, the konim have to eat basar kachin, kolomo chatas vashem shem kachin kachin v'u amri yisale avachom otam asher ku parbahem. And I just put this in because I took out the middle lines. And eating the kachim kalim gam hi nigreris achar mitzvah. So he says, here, you see the same thing. He says, the igger mitzvah of the kohen is to eat the basar kachim. And the kachim kalim is like a tafel part of it. So he says, from the Rambam, there's an igger and there's a tafel. So he says, the igger is to eat the basar shlamim. And the tafel is all the other kinds of simcha. So now, right, what's the nafkamina here? And that's what we're, what's the nafkamina between, what are these two, these are the two sides are eating, is there another type of simcha, or is it only shlamim? And the nafkamina is going to be, now let's look in back to the Mishnah Kinoch later on, in the paragraph that on the margin says, the Rosh Hashanah, and that kind of gives away the nafkamina, it's on page Reish Mem Hei. On the left side of the page, where Rosh Hashanah, right. Where just to, as a more, so he says, "V'ayim b'sefer Shagasari, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Siman Kofes, Degam Rosh Hashanah Chayev b'Simcha, Chus Mishani Simcha." Shagasari says, "The Rosh Hashanah, you have an obligation of Simcha. There's no korban shlamim on Rosh Hashanah, but you have an obligation for Simcha. Aval Shar Simachos Chayev v'Tzarechiyim, V'Chaschinuch V'Tzarechiyim, V'Ein Kam Mekom Olaharech." He doesn't understand what Simcha is. So, and what we're going to say is that that's the nafkamina between
that's
these two things.
That's a tremendous Tzarechiyim. Right?
Why?
Because if you hold that the ikar simcha is only eating the karban shlamim,
so then on Rosh Hashanah
you can't eat it, and then yet there's still an inyan of simcha.
There's no if you can't eat it, there's no simcha. That's his sarachina.
Oh, is that what he's saying?
Yeah, he's saying the shagazari. He says there is simcha, but he says sarachina. I don't understand why.
No, he says the gam Rosh Hashanah chayim besimcha chutz mishamish.
On Rosh Hashanah, you're obligated for other simchas, not shalmei simcha.
Meaning to say that there is a simcha, the mitzvah of simcha, but you can't do it because you don't bring the shalmei simcha.
There is no shalmei simcha, so you're chayv
right?
Other simchas.
So,
but he's quoting the Shagas Aryeh.
Yeah.
And then he says v'tzorachiyon. He says v'tzorachiyon. I don't understand. How could there is no other simcha on Rosh Hashanah, right?
There is no...
No, he's saying the Tzarechin, there's no Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. That's what his Tzarechin means. There's no Chiyuv of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. And, I mean, here, look. 14 of Magen Avraham quotes, source 14. He quotes Magi Mesharim Kasav Parshas Nitzavim Shalolachol Basav Lishos Yaim Rosh Hashanah. Not to do this on Rosh Hashanah. Why? There's no Simcha according to the Magi Mesharim. Right. So what's our answer? Our answer is they're taking sides in this machlokas,
yeah.
Right? The Shagas Darye at this point is saying that there's some, or that svara is that there's aside from Shalmei Simcha, you have another obligation of Simcha.
Right.
And the Minchas Rinach is saying no. If you don't have Shalmei Simcha, that the whole thing derives from Shalmei Simcha. If there was no Shalmei Simcha, there's no Simchas Yontif. Right? So according to the Rambam, there would be Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, because the Rambam is the one who's telling us there's two types of Simcha. So Rav Asher Weiss had this great diuk in the Rambam to show this. Let's look back in source 6 of the Rambam.
Yeah.
So he says, at the beginning of the Rambam, Shivas Yimei HaPesach V'shmonos Me'achag Im Shar Yamim Tovim Kulam Asurim Behezei V'tanis, and then he goes into this whole halacha. So he says, what does he say here? He says, first he says, Shivas Yimei Pesach, then he says, Shmonos Me'achag, and then he says, Shar Yamim Tovim, right? If he meant Shavuos, he would have said Shavuos.
Right.
He says, Shar Yamim Tovim, it must mean that Rambam includes other Yom. What's he including? He's including Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
That on Rosh Hashanah you have Karoilo. And that's his diyuk from the Rambam that the Rambam would think also that there's a chiyuv of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah even though there's no Shalmei Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the big nafkamina here. Yeah, clear. Good. You still think? Mm-hmm, yeah. What are you looking at? You're looking at the Rambam?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, we can go for a few more. We'll stop now or go for a few more minutes.
Okay. Let me just see where he is.
So now let's go to this paragraph Dalet here. I mean, we're kind of moving into a different point, but it's all part of this mitzvah.
Okay, where are we?
The paragraph Dalet in the Minchas Chinuch, at the bottom right side of the page.
Okay.
On page Reish Nun Hey. So he says, V'hine ha-simcha nohegis b'chol yom baregel shivas yamim shel Pesach. Right, the Simcha is Noheg every day, all 7 days, Bishmonis Mechag, Batzeref, Tim Shoche Shlamim, Yeshlo Basra, Ashne Yamim. And if you Shech the Shlamim, you have meat for 2 days. Vichatas Yeshlo Al Yom Echad, Ayim Sachem, so he's telling us the time frame for the meat. Find the Tosos, so Ayin Chagiga Dafavamabez, the Atosvos, Hevi Atosef, that the Simcha Yeshlo Tashlum. And Tosos says that there's Tashlumin for Simcha Siantef. So he says, "V'emes hu tamua." He says, "I don't understand this." Demai shayach tashlumin. What do you mean tashlumin? Kevan dechol yom uchoy v'simcha. Each day has its own obligation in simcha. What does that mean that you can have tashlumin? Let's say you just decided not to eat meat or do anything on the first day of Yontif. Let's say, right? So on the second day, is that a tashlumin? No, and you have a separate chiyuv on the second day for simcha. It's not a tashlumin. So korban, re'iya, and korban chagiga, that's tashlumin. But Shalmei Simcha, he says, every day you have a korban, you have to bring a simcha. A simcha kol yom hu mechuyav. A simcha is every single day. The lomar di yishachei harbe, the diochal harbe, the lo shayach klal. And to say that the tosef means that you have tashlumin, meaning you should slaughter twice as much on the next day. The ikar simcha lecho mashi serach mi baser kachim. Because that can't be, the ikar simcha is to eat what you need. If you shech twice as much as you need, you didn't accomplish anything. Uchvar tama b'sefer turei evin, b'kuntras avnei miluim sham, b'chasef di tosef is a mishubesha, so it can't be a good tosef. So his question is, he doesn't understand what the Tosefta says, that there's Tashlumin. So now, just back to the sheet, I don't think we'll do it inside, but Rav Moshe here in the Gross Motion, source 15, tells us that that you only would need to eat the meat or do this whole thing once a day, because you only had to bring a shalmei chagiga once a day, right? So it's coming from the same once a day. You had to bring a shalmei, you're supposed to brought a shalmei chagiga or had basar from a korban. So too, you don't have to eat meat. You don't have to eat meat at lunch and at dinner on, and have wine, glass of wine with lunch and dinner on Yom Tov. So I was thinking, I don't know if this is going to answer, but it might. So in this other handout here that we're not going to go through, but it's from Be'ikvei HaTzon, Rav Shechter's sefer. So Rav Shechter says, he talks about Sukkos and Pesach, right? And this is a common, the common thing that people say, why is there a full halal on Sukkos and a half halal on Pesach? Because on Sukkos, each day has a Kiddushos Hayom independent, and you see that from the Korbanos. In Parshas Pinchas, that each day of Sukkos has its own Korban, but by Pesach, there's just one paragraph, and then it says, Ka'ela Tasula Yom Shivas Yomim, right? So Sukkos has an independent Kiddusha every single day, and Pesach doesn't. So Rosh Hashanah here suggests that because Sukkos every day has a kedusha, then each day has its own chiyuv simcha, right? He says the chiyuv simcha follows the kedusha sayom, but by Pesach that there's only one day, but that's where I don't know if this fits. But by Pesach there's really only one day of simcha. Right, you have to say halal. He says, really, you only have to say halal one time. On Sukkot, you have to say halal every day. Pesach, you have to do it once because there's one kedushas hayom, so you have one halal. And he says, therefore, you'd have only one simcha of Yontif. So according to this logic, we might be able to suggest a. I'm just save this actually.